as
God
intended.
Let's go.
Welcome to Looking for Healing Talk Radio, where naturals are the healing modalities of choice. With a 24/7, 365 talk radio signal heard worldwide, America Out Loud Talk Radio is now heard in your car, home or office, on your smartphones, tablets, or any device. The entire platform has been built from the ground up with a great thought and enthusiasm and a vision that stretches far into the future. Welcome. I'm your host, Dr. Jana Schmidt, naturopath and herbalist. I'm going to share with you today some very remarkable ways to detox daily. These tips are things you can incorporate into your life on a regular basis. These are things that are easy and very accessible, but oh my goodness, so effective in detox. And as I was going through my day thinking about the things to share with you, I realized how many of these I'm actually doing on a regular basis and how easy it becomes when you get into the habit. So I'm going to start with some super easy ones, and you may have heard of some of these, but let's talk about them. Number one is dry brush massage. So this is just a soft bristle brush, dry brush, right before you get into a shower is usually the best time. And if you just gently, in a circular motion, starting at your feet, dry brush your body, being very careful for the sensitive areas, it will help detoxify the body by increasing blood circulation and promoting lymph flow and drainage. This is very important for the immune system. Dry brushing also stimulates your nervous system and really leaves you feeling invigorated, as well as your skin being nice and soft. It also prepares your skin for absorbing really great products. So be real careful what you put on your skin. I love coconut oil, and there's some other really wonderful oils like jojoba and sea buckthorn. Thinking of some others, olive oil, coconut oil. These are lovely for your skin. And after a dry brush and a shower, it's easy to absorb, as well as magnesium sprays. And if you do topical iodine, it's a good time to use that as well. So that's one easy way. Just keep that brush right by your shower so you do it before you go in and you'll remember it. This is also something easy to teach your kiddos. Number two is distilled water. So it seems very simple, but as distilled water is free of impurities, it can help flush out toxins from the body and improving your detoxification pathways. One of the ways that I think is really amazing is it helps to get inorganic minerals out of the body. Especially I'm thinking about the pineal gland, which gets calcified very easy if there's inorganic minerals. This can come from food and water, but the distilled water can help decalcify the pineal gland and get out those inorganic minerals. Super easy to do. I like H2O Labs for countertop distillers. I feel like they're superior in quality and they have a really great price as well. I personally have one called, I believe it's a countertop, it's called 300. That's the one that I really like to use. It also comes in ceramic and stainless steel. So I'm going to talk about foods because we eat, most of us eat every day. And we're going to talk about some foods that help our bodies naturally detox in a variety of ways, starting with sprouts. And I have mentioned this in the past because I really love sprouts and all cruciferous sprouts and cruciferous vegetables. One of the things about sulforaphane in sprouts and cruciferous vegetables is it helps detox our body from dioxins. And dioxins are horrible chemical compounds made from burning plastic. So this is in our water system, in our air system, it's in food, it's in so many things, and you can't see it, but it is there, and it's hard to get out of our water system, hard to get out of our bodies. But amazingly, sprouts can do it. It can remove dioxins from the body and, even more amazing, protect it in the future from dioxins being harmful and accumulating in the body. So highly recommend those types of things to help eliminate toxins, especially dioxins. lemon. Lemon is a favorite. I try to never have a low light on my lemons. So lemons are wonderful to make your water alkaline. And there's also an ion exchange that happens with lemons when you put it in water and you drink it. This is going to help alkaline your body, increase the pH, and in an increased pH environment, you are able to reduce inflammation and it helps you detoxify naturally. So I recommend lemon, even extra lemon. I sometimes have more lemon in my lemon water than I have water, but combine lemon with some distilled water, and I recommend drinking it on an empty stomach, because if you drink lemon water when you're eating a full meal, it can alter the pH so much in your stomach that it's hard for your gastric juices to do their job. So keep it separate. Green leafy vegetables are always a must. I do recommend organic, and juicing them also is a great way to help your body naturally detox and give great nutrients. The next one I want to share with you is turmeric. We hear a lot about turmeric or curcumin, and curcumin is a compound found in turmeric. It helps improve our circulation, but it's a potent antioxidant and has the ability to neutralize free radicals. Pretty awesome. And there's this chelating effect on lead and cadmium, which we don't want in our bodies, by the way. And that is an essential way that it binds to these metals and helps expel them from the body. So definitely turmeric curcumin. You can cook with it, use it as a spice. But one way to get a large amount is to mix it with a nut milk and some honey, and it's called golden milk, and it is delicious. I've also mixed turmeric with matcha and taro before to make with a nut milk. Oh, it's really, really delicious. You can also juice it. You can juice turmeric. My favorite is beets and turmeric, carrot, and maybe lemon. Those are a good combination to use turmeric. Green tea is a really important antioxidant that helps protect the body from harmful toxins and helps flush the harmful toxins out, and it can help boost your metabolism. But do that sparingly. Remember, there is a slight amount of caffeine in green tea. Now, asparagus. Asparagus contains glutathione. This is a well-known antioxidant that promotes detoxification. It's a great source of fiber, folate, vitamins A, C, E, K, as well as being beneficial for those with high blood pressure. Asparagus is definitely known to promote kidney and bladder function, and you might actually recognize this when you urinate. You can tell when you've eaten asparagus. It's actually working on your kidney and bladder function, and it's really healthy for you. I'd like to include avocados in this list. They're loaded with antioxidants that help your body fight free radicals. Nutrient-dense food. It's amazing. There's about 20 different vitamins and minerals and great fats needed for brain health, hormone health, and immune health. So avocados are incredible, and lots of good ways to eat them too. So here's one that most people don't talk about very often, but artichokes. Artichokes provide a wide variety of nutrients for blood and liver, and the phytonutrients found in artichokes help the liver produce bile, which is important in the digestion of fats and the removal of harmful toxins. So I like fresh artichokes steamed. That's my favorite way, but you can have them in other ways as well. So we all have heard about beets. Beets, a high antioxidant vegetable, also rich in nutrients. So beets contain a fiber called pectin that clears toxins and helps remove them from the liver. So I really like to include beets. And yellow and red beets, by the way, very, very similar in nutrient content. The only difference is the red beets are higher in anthocyanins. That's the red pigment that has a lot of great benefits for the immune system. And then the yellow beets are high in carotenoids, which, like in carrots and yellow peppers, are really great to help lower inflammation and really wonderful for eye health, but both are wonderful for your overall detoxification. I'm going to include blueberries. For most of us, it's blueberry season, and those small little amazing berries pack a concentrated punch. I mentioned anthocyanin. They're very high in this. That's what gives them their dark blue color, and they help neutralize free radicals. They are definitely a superfood packed with fiber, vitamin C, and they definitely help enhance glutathione production as well, and guard against all kinds of things like heart disease and cataracts, glaucoma, allergies, diabetes. Anthocyanins are just fabulous for helping our blood vessels and capillaries and circulation. I could go on and on. Blueberries are amazing. So I do have a couple more foods to include. Red grapes, high in resveratrol. You may have heard this. They help scavenge free radicals, powerful antioxidant, and link to longevity and protecting our heart. Let's see, I mentioned green leafies, I mentioned beets, cabbage. This is also another one that's not really talked about a lot. This is a really affordable detox food. It has cleansing properties. It has sulfur-containing compounds that are converted into active forms that can help prevent diseases and help promote elimination of carcinogens in the body. Carcinogens come from a variety of sources, from burnt foods or even just breathing pollutions in the air. All right, here's one of my absolute favorites, garlic. Yeah, definitely a detox favorite, a favorite all around. And it also has sulfur-containing compounds that can help fight against harmful bacteria, yeast in the intestines, boost the body's ability to detox, increasing again the production of glutathione. This is very important for elimination of toxins. So definitely include garlic, plus it tastes amazing. It could also help protect your liver and prevent oxidation of the cholesterol, and can help with heart disease. Let's see, one more. Let's do two more. Cilantro. Cilantro helps remove heavy metals in the body, and we're exposed to heavy metals in a variety of ways. This is really great as a binding agent, cleansing agent, and can help them remove heavy metals from your body. And this could be just eating cilantro. For certain people who have maybe higher levels of metals in their body, include definitely eating it, but you may also look into taking a supplement of a more concentrated form if you know that you have heavy metal issues in your body. All right, last one. I think this is the last one. Dandelion. It's traditionally used as a diuretic, but it can also improve liver and gallbladder function. Chock full of vitamins and minerals, but all of the part of the dandelion doesn't go to waste. It can use the root, the leaves, the flowers, and edible, and you can steep it and make dandelion tea. This helps the liver detox. It helps the gallbladder make bile. So those are some foods that I wanted to include. There's some other herbs as well that you can include, like a tea. If you're not eating dandelion, you can certainly make it in a tea. Red clover is probably my favorite herb for overall detoxification. It's incredible. It comes in tinctures, capsules, topical products, teas. The blossoms of the red clover really are incredible for supporting liver function by stimulating bile production and acting as a really effective diuretic. That as a diuretic, it can help to cleanse the blood and rid the body of excess fluid. They are rich in isoflavonoids, and water-soluble compounds have effects on the circulation that can really help improve that. And also, red clover has been used for menopause symptoms. So just a little side note, so lots of valuable nutrients in red clover, but it's one of my favorite as a blood purifier. We're going to take our first break, and I want to thank a sponsor of Looking for Healing Talk Radio, Global Healing. They create a variety of amazing products. One product I'd like to highlight for you today, since we're talking about detox, is Paratrex. So those experiencing parasitic overgrowth from harmful organisms and toxins, Paratrex is amazing. It does target these harmful organisms for cleansing. You can transform your health with Paratrex, the ultimate supplement for eliminating these harmful organisms, and support your gut microbiome, boost your immune system. Their premium formula is specially designed to create an inhospitable environment for invading organisms while promoting natural cleansing of the body and enhancing immune function. And it is crafted with the highest quality ingredients. Paratrex supports optimal drainage and detox pathways, helpful to remove toxins and remove waste from the body and promote natural sense of vitality and well-being.
Lean, pure, with premium ingredients. Global Healing's Pure Plant Protein offers 20 grams of protein per scoop, and it's a perfect way to maintain and build lean muscle while indulging yourself. It combines enzymes and probiotics to maximize nutrient absorption, improving digestion and your gut health. Available in vanilla and chocolate flavors, elevate your protein consumption while supporting your overall wellness with Pure Plant Protein. Go to AmericaOutloud.shop and get 15% off using the code OUTLOUD. Global Healing, giving you the power to take control of your health naturally.
I'm so confused. I don't know what to do.
I'm afraid of going to the hospital.
My doctor tells me nutrition doesn't work.
Trust is earned. We are the Energetic Health Institute, and we want to earn your trust. Natural medicine, holistic nutrition, detoxification, fasting, cellular healing, and so much more. Remember, the best way to be free is to be healthy. So stop being a patient and start being a student at energetichealthinstitute.org.
Don't accept joint aches and stiffness as part of aging. Doctors at Advanced Nutrition Company, Healthy Cell, created joint health and mobility to support connective tissue, joint lubrication, and reduce joint irritation with curcumin, omega-3, chondroitin, glucosamine, and hyaluronic acid for joint comfort and flexibility. And Healthy Cell's not a pill. It's a gel you swallow. Get 100% drug-free joint support. Go to HealthyCell.com and use code OUTLOUD for 25% off your first order. That's HealthyCell.com. Code out loud.
Hello and welcome back to Looking for Healing Talk Radio, where pharmaceuticals are not medicine, but love always is. I'm your host today. This is Dr. Jana Schmidt. We're talking about remarkable ways to detox on a daily basis. These are easy, accessible ways to continually detox and give your body that upper hand that it needs to get rid of the toxins that we incur on a daily basis. So toxins surround us in our environment every day. We should be doing something natural to help detox on a regular basis. I want to thank another sponsor. This is a sponsor of Looking for Healing Talk Radio. It's Energetic Health Institute. This is Dr. Henry Ely's Institute, an amazing school for amazing students just like you. The best way to be free is to be healthy. You can learn how at energetichealthinstitute.org. You can learn holistic nutrition, fasting, detoxification, artist cellular healing, and so much more. You can join the EHI family and make tomorrow amazing. So let's get back to our list. We talked about foods, we talked about a few other things, herbs and things like that, dry brush massage. But I'd like to talk to you about red light sauna. Red light sauna, not everybody has access to this, but if you do, this is a really wonderful way to help you detox on a regular basis. It can help. Let me explain red light sauna for you for just a moment. The heat stress can trigger a reaction that stimulates the fat cells to expel toxins from the body that would have otherwise gone completely unaddressed. But in this atmosphere, it can help your body expel toxic metals like mercury, nickel, cadmium, all kinds of inorganic compounds that shouldn't be there. It can help improve pain naturally, and it really helps our lymphatic function by sweating out and the available toxins that are there, getting them out of our body, and we can initiate some deep breathing. Deep breathing is a wonderful way to detox, whether you're in a red light sauna or not. Lots of good deep breaths, because every time you exhale, toxins are removed. So good inhale, good exhale. There are some really cool studies that have emerged that says red light saunas have a positive impact on our gut microbiome. and can potentially enhance gut flora and digestive health. That's just the beginning. I want to recommend Sauna Space to you. You can use the code Dr. Jana if you're interested in anything they have at Sauna Space, but these two people that I have personally met and connected with and just really love have an amazing set of products all related to red light sauna therapy. So that's called Sauna Space. And I have one personally and I love it. So the next one, this is something we can all do, but we just have to do it in order to get the benefit. Sometimes it's more difficult than other times. Can you guess what it is? Sleep. Oh, sleep. This is so powerful. Just our own body's ability to sleep and restore. And I am guilty of not going to bed early. I do this. I stay up, I get reading, I get just involved in projects. So I have to force myself to go to sleep because I know it's so, so good for me and my body craves it and needs it. Sleep helps strengthen the mitochondria and increase cell energy to improve the performance of every cell in our body. This increased cellular energy results in more efficient waste removal and healthy organ functioning and detoxification, as well as cell renewal, which we really need. So a good night rest can clear our mind, reset our mood. It can help flush out the toxins in our brain while we sleep. It's actually a drainage that goes on. And it's sometimes referred to as the body's toxic evaporation technique. And good sleep functions as the body's natural detoxification process. So the waste system is actually called the lymphatic system. And it's a series of tubes that carry fresh fluid to the brain, mix with the fresh fluid with the waste fluid that surrounds the brain cells, and then flush the mix out into the blood. And this generally, it occurs primarily while we're sleeping. It helps the brain get rid of toxic waste during the sleep period that we've accumulated during the day. Sleep kicks off another detox activity in the body by releasing hormones to slow breathing and relax muscles. The release of these sleep-inducing hormones may reduce inflammation in the body too. And hormones released during sleep can detox and repair the body's damage. Healthy sleep habits can also reduce the risk of certain neurological disorders. This is because the protein associated with the diseases, neurological diseases, tend to decrease when you don't get enough sleep. Next on my list of favorite ways to detox is massage. By improving the body's circulation, it can help the body tissues receive adequate nutrition and improve venous return. But this also optimizes toxin removal and can be accomplished through a variety of massage treatments, helping the lymph move, helping the body's circulation move, and also providing relaxation. This can help inflamed muscles as well. There's lots of benefit to massage, and you can find the one that is just right for you. Along those same ideas is acupressure. Acupressure is achieved by gently pressing or massaging certain points on the body. This can help reset the nervous system and restore balance. And through stimulating certain pressure points on the body, energy flow can be balanced. And when energy flow is balanced and is no longer blocked, this can promote detox pathways as well. Acupuncture works as a natural diuretic. It helps the body to eliminate toxins, and it helps cleanse organs such as kidneys, colon, skin, liver. There are thousands of acupressure points all over the body for different parts, relating to different parts of our internal working body. So look into acupressure. It's easy to do. And I especially encourage parents to teach children those acupressure points as well. It's also a nice bonding time too. So here's another really easy one. These are all easy. Coconut oil pulling. I love coconut oil pulling. This is a tradition that stretches back thousands of years. Oil pulling can help dislodge oral waste and debris, and it purifies the mouth, freshens the breath, It can help support the health of your gums overall with a simple daily practice without any chemicals. So oil pilling is simple. This is how you do it. The first thing in the morning, I usually brush my teeth first and then put a tablespoon or so of oil. You may start with a half a tablespoon because it's a bit much at first, but I use coconut oil. Some people use sesame oil. I know that both are wonderful, and I've seen reports of both being just equally as effective. You swish it around in your mouth for, you know, most people say 15 minutes. That's kind of a long time for me. I usually go about 5 minutes, but I do it all the time, so I feel like it's worth it. And as you pull this coconut oil between your teeth, over your tongue, around your gums, the oil attracts waste and debris in your mouth. And when you're finished swishing, you spit the oil in the trash, not in the sink, because it could clog your pipes, by the way, and then you rinse your mouth with warm water. This simple routine breaks down and carries away waste left on your teeth. It reduces bacteria that can cause all kinds of harm, and it can soothe your gums and alleviate dry mouth. You can use any, you know, any of these oils, but one that I really like, I want to mention, is ozonated coconut oil, and this is Health Ranger product, and this is what we like to use on a regular basis. And actually, there's a couple of good articles. I think I have them on my website under detox. That's Jana's All Natural. You can check that out. Sunshine is my next one. This is also a very available commodity, and as the weather's starting to warm up for most of us, sunshine, as we know, vitamin D, this is our best source of vitamin D is sunshine. So recent studies, and I mean, we just know, but getting about 20 minutes a day of sunshine can really boost and start the body's production of over 200 microbials, killing off bad bacteria, funguses, viruses, parasites throughout the entire body. This is just a snippet of what sunshine can do for you. And I actually have a little short, very short video, but I think I give top 10 things that sunshine can do for your body. This would definitely be number 11 on my list, because I need to include it as well. But you can find that on my website too. Exercise can come in the form of many things, whether it's getting out and biking or swimming or dancing or yoga or stretching. There's so many ways to exercise, but every type of exercise is going to help flush out toxins. There are so many benefits of exercise, but my goodness, definitely flushing out toxins is one of them. Your heart rate and breathing increases when you exercise, as well as your blood circulation, sweat production. This can help get rid of toxins more efficiently, improve your mood, digestion, sleep. Lots of good reasons to exercise and get rid of those toxins. Okay, this next one is definitely a big hit with Dr. Patch Adams. He was a huge proponent of laughter as helping people heal. So laughter can help you heal. It can help you detox. And here's what happens. There's lots of things that happen when you laugh. But laughing actually swaps the cortisol in our bloodstream with highly sought after natural chemicals in the brain, dopamine, oxytocin, and endorphins. Dopamine can enhance learning, motivation, attention, and this can stimulate our organs. Laughter can enhance our intake of oxygen, stimulate our heart, lungs, muscles, increase the endorphins that are going to be released by the brain, and this can activate and relieve our stress response. So it's going to reduce stress. It's going to help you detox. It's going to help you sleep. It's going to help you digest. It's going to help you all around. Laughter is wonderful. I think I can get two more in before our next break. The next one will be salt baths. Make sure that your water is free of fluoride, free of chlorine. This would be used with a good filter on your water before you get in a bath of this water, because remember, you're soaking in it. But this is a great way to help support the body's detoxification process. Salt baths are generally made with pink Himalayan salt or Epsom salt or another really good quality salt. I also like to use Redmond salt. So this will allow for minerals to draw out toxins from the body. Another really great bath could be with baking soda, essential oils. Those are a good combination as well. And I think I'll just share with you essential oils if we're on that topic. There are essential oils that help not just in the bath, but in your environment, in a diffuser, mixed with a carrier oil on your skin, that help us detoxify. So essential oils like herbs can be really potent helpers in this whole detoxification process. They naturally help our eliminatory response by stimulating liver, lungs, lymphatic system, kidney, bowels, and sweat glands. Here are just a short list of my favorites: grapefruit, lemon, frankincense, ginger, bergamot. I really like peppermint too, but you have to be careful not to get it in your eyes, and especially if you're working with littles. So if you're working with little ones, you have to be careful of that as well. So we're going to take our second break, and when we come back, I'm going to share with you some cleanses and detoxes beyond daily. These are things that I recommend, I suggest, I love to do on a regular ongoing basis, like once a month or twice a year. I'll share with you some of my favorites. Now, there are thousands of really good ones out there, but these are just the ones I like. And this is in no means medical advice. These are just wonderful things that I know you can do during the day, that I do during the day throughout my life, to help our bodies just get that extra edge on being healthy in an otherwise toxic world. So stay with us. We're going to be right back. And just let you know, America Out Loud Talk Radio plays on the iHeartRadio network. You can also listen on our media player from any web browser anywhere in the world. We have the best in-class apps available on Apple, Android, and Alexa, where we stream 24/7, and now you can also hear them on podcast of those same apps. The apps are free. The mission is priceless.
Expert opinions, honest debate, and in-depth investigations are what you've come to expect from AmericaOutloud.news. We don't shy away from speaking the truth boldly and plainly. All that's missing is the propaganda that has infected legacy and social media. Get the best of down and dirty, wholesome American speak. Now is our time, my fellow Americans. America Out Loud Talk Radio. Liberty and justice for all.
Cholesterol, blood pressure, blood sugar, inflammation, and weight. These are all real-world problems that 87% of Americans are struggling with. Often, there are no symptoms, but left unattended, we become inundated with one health problem after another. It's time to fight back with HealRight. HealRight is a bar that you eat, but it's food as medicine that addresses the nutritional root cause of health issues in just 8 weeks. Developed by world-renowned scientists and backed by 15 years of research, HealRight is effective, but it's also delicious and works without additional diet or lifestyle changes. Step out of the statistics and use food as medicine. Visit HealRight.com/outloud or AmericaOutloud.shop and use the code OUTLOUD for 20% off.
You've all heard Dr. McCullough and others share over and over the value of keeping your sinuses cleansed. It's a smart move all year, but even more so when we're cooped up inside. It's not really open for debate any longer. Those that live smart and live well pay attention to nasal and oral hygiene. Cofix RX has just the tools for the job with our nasal and throat cleanse. Click the Cofix RX banner on AmericaOutloud.shop to get 20% off your entire order. That's right, AmericaOutloud.shop. Use coupon code OUTLOUD. That's coupon code OUTLOUD for 20% off your entire order.
Use Cofix RX because it works.
ASEA believes that inside each of us is the potential to feel our very best. Our redox-based products tap into reserves within you to power your personal well-being. Make our breakthrough products an essential step in fulfilling your greatest potential. ASEA, we power potential. For exclusive savings, use code OUTLOUD to save 15% off your first order today.
Welcome back to Looking for Healing Talk Radio. We have been discussing ways to detox. I'm a big firm believer in knowledge being power, and I love to share any sort of tips and knowledge that I can with you that have worked for me and my family, and maybe they'll work for you and your family as well. So we talked about foods and water and herbs and baths, and these are things that can be ongoing. They're super gentle, and you can find just the right way for them to work for you. But in this toxic world, sadly, I feel like we need to do a little more. At least most of us do. There's lots of things that can impact our health over time. And sometimes you need to do a little deeper cleanse. Detox and cleanse is a little different. So I'm going to just share with you some of my favorites. Actually, I'm going to share with you six of my favorite ways to detox. One is, this is just a little bonus section other than our daily. One is a ionic foot bath. You may have heard of this. I like to use AMD. It's called a major difference. And I was not a big proponent of this at first. I thought it was kind of gimmicky, and I'm kind of hard to convince sometimes. I am like, really, show me the science kind of girl. So I was a little standoffish. I tried it. And for those of you who don't know what ionic foot bath, foot cleanse, detox is, you sit with your feet in a container of really warm water, and they put a little salt in it. And then they put this array in the water. You don't feel it. And it starts emitting something. Like, what is that? It's actually positive and negative ions in the water. I learned about this as I went. And you do it for about 20 to 30 minutes, and the water will actually change colors. Different things happen in the water based on what's happening in your body. It's a form of jump-starting your detox. And I found that each time I did it, or a family member did it, it was pretty accurate in what they said. If your major issue was blank, you will see blank. And I thought, that's very interesting that they can, you know, this science has come where they can notice this. So I, you know, one family member had some inflammation issues, and the chart said the water would be orange. And sure enough, it was bright orange. And that inflammation reduced greatly. And the body was able to, you know, help to heal. And then the person didn't have to do the foot detox after a while. I thought, wow, this is amazing. So I did some deep dive research into this and actually visited the company just to see what was going on. And here is where I became a firm believer. So there was a study done, and I was privy to watch the study. I even have the recording of it, where a woman comes in and they draw her blood, and they put it under a microscope, and we could see the screen of the microscope. It was that kind of microscope. You could see a big like TV screen of what it looked like on the slide. She shared her sleeping troubles, her pancreatic issues, things like that. And we looked at the slide of her blood cells, and they were coagulated. They were kind of jumbled together, and they were oval, and they were really slow. They didn't look good. After 20 minutes of this ionic foot bath, which is just putting these charges into the water, and remember, we're mostly water, so our bodies are being affected by this and the salt that's helping conduct it. They took her blood again, and right there in front of me, I watched it, and there it was on the screen. Her blood cells were now round, moving, and separated, just the way they're supposed to be. I like, sign me up right there. Yep, I'm this is for me for sure. I was so impressed. And then as I learned more and more about it, that this detoxification jumpstart helps the body for 3 days. So if you have an ionic foot bath, then, you know, if you're dealing with something chronic, every third day you can do this. It's very gentle, very mild, and it basically mimics the way your body reacts to, as if you're walking on the beach. So in the salt water and the oxygenation and the ions, but it's multiplied, you know, by about 100 times. So I really like an ionic foot detox. And we do this occasionally just to help our bodies in those times that perhaps we know we've been exposed heavily or just feeling a little sluggish. I think it's wonderful. So anyway, I wanted to share my experience with the ionic foot bath. And I'm not sure
where each of you are located, but perhaps that there's a place that does that. I know a lot of health clinics or spas can offer this service, but you can also research it yourself. A major difference, AMD, these are professional models. So I'm sure that there are others that are less expensive that are also doing a good job on ionic foot bath and cleanses. And if I hear about them, I will definitely share them with you. So one of the other things I like to do, probably do this 4 times a year, is a liver cleanse. There are so many liver cleanses out there. There are so many effective liver cleanses out there. I once shared with Jonathan Otto just a study that I'd done and the liver cleanse that I really like. And somebody took a clip of that, just a really short snippet, and it went viral. Like, I had people all over the world saying, "Is this you talking about this liver cleanse?" Like, oh my goodness, yes, that's me. I mean, it was just a short snippet, so it didn't give you all the information. I'm going to give you a little bit more information now, but yes, this is my favorite one, and I have seen firsthand with people that I've worked with personally, and I was able to find a couple of MDs that were really interested in the results and wanted to do some studies with me, and I was really thankful for them. But different people, some with fatty liver disease, non-alcoholic fatty liver disease, and then some people that had issues due to alcohol. And we started, doing tests and functioning tests on their liver before, during, and after. And one of the people was actually my grandmother, and her doctor sent me a letter, just said, "This is remarkable. I'm going to recommend this for everyone that has this particular issue." So I was really, really pleased with that. But let me tell you what it is. I'm a huge proponent in gentle. I believe that the body can release toxins gently, and our bodies can eliminate toxins gently. When there's a dump of toxins in the body, I feel like it's a stress. We can handle it, but I feel like it stresses our overall system. So this is a very gentle, and it's over a course of several days. So this is what I do. 1/2 ounce of fresh lemon juice. Already talked about how great lemons are. 1/2 ounce of extra virgin olive oil and 1 pinch of cayenne pepper. So I use that much at the maximum. Sometimes I even half that. And I drink it like a little shot first thing in the morning. I do it every morning for 5 to 7 days before I eat or drink anything else. And then I wait about 15 or 20 minutes, and then I start my day like normal, whatever I would normally do. And for me, that's drinking lemon water with some fresh mint. And I usually intermittent fast until, about noon or so. And that's a whole nother ways to help your body detox is intermittent fasting. So I think I actually did a show on intermittent fasting, so that's a whole nother show. But yes, that's a great way to detox. So that's for the liver cleanse. And you do this over a course of several days. And when that happens, it very gently releases toxins from the liver. Now, I often want to do it another time, maybe wait a week and then do it again, because the livers just need that extra flushing. But then I come alongside and later drink dandelion, milk thistle. Those are really protective of the liver as well. And I know that Dr. Ed Group of Global Healing, he has a great liver detox program. It's wonderful. I love it. It's also very gentle. But this is the one I use generally. I'll use his maybe once a year and then just mine on a regular basis. And when I say mine, it's literally God's, because it's olive oil, lemon juice, and cayenne pepper. That's it. So, and it tastes funny first thing in the morning, but it's actually like a yummy salad dressing. So it doesn't taste bad. It's just, you wouldn't normally just drink salad dressing in the morning, but you kind of, I look forward to it. And very candidly, I'm in the middle of one right now. And I make it for my family. We all do it together, and we help remind each other, like, "Hey, we're doing liver cleanse." And so we do the liver cleanse in the morning. I think we're on day 4. So I have 1 or 2 more days to go. Anyway, that's my favorite liver cleanse. And then there are things you can do, like we mentioned before, things you can do on a regular basis to help your body. What you ingest and eat on a regular basis is also very important. The cleaner the better. If you're not putting a ton of toxins in your body, you won't have to worry about eliminating a bunch of toxins in your body. All right, so the next thing that I was going to share with you is a gallbladder cleanse. So the liver and gallbladder are buddies. They work together. The liver and the gallbladder, they make bile. It's stored in the gallbladder. Bile helps digest fats. And when I say fats, like avocados, nuts, seeds, fish, these are all good fats we should be eating, and our bile will help us digest them. And when we do digest them, they are the building blocks for hormones and brain health, and they're amazing for our immune system. So these are very important. If you do not have a gallbladder, then if it were me, I would be taking something like a digestive enzyme with lipase, L-I-P-A-S-E. Lipase helps you digest fats. So if you don't have a gallbladder, or it's compromised in some way, or you're working on your gallbladder health, look into lipase as a digestive enzyme. They usually come with a variety of other enzymes that are great for you, like protease, which is helpful to digest proteins, and lactase. Lactase digests dairy. Our bodies can't digest dairy at all. Everyone's lactose intolerant after the age of 3. Our bodies literally don't make the enzyme to digest dairy. So you'll often see lactase in the formula with these other enzymes. But back to the gallbladder cleanse. This is the easiest one of all, and it tastes so good. Green apples. Green apple juice. You just juice. If you don't have a juicer, I recommend you get a juicer. Juice green apples, just plain green apples. And this makes this really tart, amazing drink, but it only takes a little bit. So I like to just drink, again, like a little shot glass of about 2 ounces, maybe 3 ounces of green apple juice. And this is after I've done a week or so of the liver cleanse. Then I do a week or so of the gallbladder cleanse. So they're friends, they work together. I want to make sure that they're equally detoxed. So the gallbladder drink, the green apples, and again, I recommend organic. I just drink that little shot, and it tastes amazing, and it just perks me right up, and it helps the gallbladder. And again, that small amount over 5 to 7 days is just a very gentle way to help the body release toxins, and then we can eliminate them easily. So the next one, I actually have done this one since I was a child, and so I feel very comfortable with this one. It's a digestive cleanse. Our digestive system goes through it. I mean, just think of all the things that we eat on a regular basis. It can really, you know, can really have a lot to digest and a lot of things that accumulate. Some people will get hydrocolon cleanses. Some people will do enemas as well to help clean out the colon and stimulate the liver. But this digestive cleanse, the one that I've done since I was a child, is by Sunny's, S-O-N-N-E-S. Sunny's has been around since the 70s, and I just feel very comfortable using it for myself and my family. And it's a bentonite clay. It's a liquid clay and psyllium husk. That's it. That's all that's involved in it. Every once in a while, I might add some activated charcoal. We actually make activated charcoal from our coconut husks in our yard. So sometimes I'll add that because that's a great binder. So let me explain. The bentonite clay draws toxins out of the digestive system, and the psyllium husk acts as, it expands, and it acts sort of as, I guess the best way to describe it is like a bottle brush, but it doesn't hurt. A bottle brush for your intestines. There's so many feet of just winding, curving places in your small and large intestines that things can accumulate and get in there and cause pain and waste, and then reabsorption of waste and toxins that just make you feel terrible. So to keep that very clean, I like to use, of course, you eat a lot of fibrous foods like raw vegetables. That's going to help on a regular basis. That's your daily detox of your digestive system. But this one, when you take the clay and the psyllium husk together, it draws the toxins and it sort of brushes out and cleans out your digestive system. So I recommend this one, suggest that just use it in the evening time. And this is long after you've eaten, and you're not taking any supplements around the time that you take this, because remember, it's binding, it's removing. So you don't want to take this with anything that you're trying to absorb. So it's all by itself, and it'll also help you sleep because you feel like you really have a full belly because the psyllium husk expands. And there are directions based on your weight for this use with Sunnies. This is one of the reasons I really like it, because you can adjust it per your weight. Now, some people don't like to use the loose psyllium husk, and in that case, I would recommend the brand Now. Now has psyllium tablets, and you can measure and figure out how much, you know, is what you need per weight based on what the Sunnies suggests. But for myself, it's, you know, maybe 4 or 5 capsules of the psyllium husk capsules. And the reason I say that is because when you mix the clay and the psyllium husk together with whatever liquid you want, I usually use nut milk, and you drink it, it becomes, if you don't drink it really fast, it becomes like oatmeal. And you have to drink it really fast, and it's kind of hard to drink fast sometimes. So that's why I recommend, if you prefer to use the capsules and just drink the bentonite clay mixed with water or nut milk, then that's a little easier, especially for people that maybe don't like that consistency. But I remember as a child, we used vanilla nut milk or chocolate nut milk and mixed that psyllium husk, and it became like a pudding, and it was like this treat. It was like a dessert or something. I really enjoyed it. So I did the same for my kiddos, and so it might work for you too. So that's a digestive cleanse, and that's another one that we as a family do 5 to 7 days every evening in a row. And I have had many people share with me, many hundreds and hundreds of people share with me, that when they did this particular digestive cleanse, they saw very unusual things on the other side. And so I'm just going to give you that little fair warning there that you may see things that don't usually come out when you have a bowel movement. It's because these are things that have been trapped in your colon and your large intestine over time, and it just doesn't look like what you would normally expect. So just that's a little side note. And I have heard people say that different parasites have come out in their bowels as well with a digestive cleanse that's really pulling toxins and parasites and things like that out. So, and then here's another one, parasite cleanse. There are so many parasites, my goodness. So making your body as healthy as possible, so there's not a really great place for parasites to grow, reducing sugar, eating lots of good probiotic foods and prebiotic foods. This is gonna help reduce the likelihood of parasites, but we live in a world with them, and they exist. So I will share with you 2 of my favorite parasite cleanses. One is Global Healing, of course. They have Paratrex, and I mentioned that earlier in when I was thanking them as a sponsor. Paratrex is wonderful. It's easy to use, and it's very effective as well. The other one is called, and this is, I learned about this again from when I was much younger. It's called Parasite Free, and it's by Body Force. I believe the guy's name is Marcus, who runs it. And they have lots of good information about it, and there's great details. But I found that when other ways of cleansing, like black walnut hull or Scarra Sagrada or Senna, or just one of those things by itself, those are all great herbs for detoxing parasites. When it wasn't quite getting to the root of the problem, this really helped. It does take a while. So it takes, I say, give it a good month for this parasite cleanse, because it is very thorough. And without going into too many details about it, it gets every stage of a parasite, egg, larva, adult. It really targets all of these. So when doing this particular parasite cleanse, it does take a good month, and you start with one day. Day 2, you take 2. Day 3, you take 3. Day 4, and so on. Not everybody has the same threshold point. If you know muscle response testing, I highly recommend you use that to find out what your number is. But I generally go to 6 at the most. and then stay there for a little while, then work back down. And you will also notice some things happening to your body, but because it's over a long period of time and it's gentle, they won't be dramatic. They're not going to take you out of work or keep you from doing your normal life. So this particular cleanse is a raw vegan parasite cleanse, and it has some of the most powerful herbs available for historically knowing to eliminate parasites. And as they say at Body Force, shred them to bits and kill them. that's how they do it. So here's some of the things that they have in it, just so you know. Green hulls of black walnut, graviola bark, butternut bark, wormwood, diatomaceous earth, rhubarb, clove, pumpkin seeds, pomegranate seeds, aloe vera, garlic, turmeric. These are just a few of the things that that's used in this particular type of cleanse. And I generally do this once a year, but lately, y'all, with the strange things that are going on in the world, I have kicked it up a notch. So I'm generally doing this now two or three times a year. I'm also definitely taking my bee pollen every day, because organic bee pollen just gives my body the nutrients that it needs to do what it's designed to do. In fact, it helps our detoxification pathways perform at its best, as well as honey. And actually, Dr. Ed Group and I at Global Healing have come up with a product that combines honey and bee pollen in a power-packed way, and I can't wait to share it with you. It's called glucose oxidase. This helps the body to disarm weaponized bacteria. It helps eliminate toxins and helps just keep you well and healthy with all those nutrients. So I will let you know when that comes out. It's not ready yet, but those are just some of the ways that are some of my favorite ways to detox on a regular basis, whether it's daily, monthly, couple times a year. These are all wonderful ways to help us detox in this toxic world, and so we can just live our best lives. I want to thank you all for joining me today, and each time that we get together, I'm really thankful, and I do look forward to each day, Monday through Friday at 11 a.m. with you on America Out Loud, and we'll continue to learn and grow in the realm of natural health. This is Dr. Jana Schmidt wishing you God's blessings in knowledge, wisdom, and abundant health.